be friends with yourself. Why is it so hard to be friends with yourself? Especially for lightworkers. Well, the reason is this. Lightworkers have often memories of a beautiful world. They have an insight in the spiritual realm, the realm of light and beauty and love. They have the feeling they should be there. They belong there. And they think they can only belong there if they are very, very beautiful and very good. And because of this, they have a tendency to judge and even reject their human part. And of course, you cannot be a friend with yourself, with your human self, when you do reject all the human parts in you. To become human, to become a human being, means to become lonely, to become afraid. And because of your fears, often become violent. It means to become frustrated, to lose your balance, to be judgmental. And when you have the feeling, okay, I should be this beautiful angel, because this is my real self, this beautiful angel. And then you see this human part. It is very hard to accept this part, not to judge this part. Nevertheless, there is a beautiful and interesting paradox. And the paradox is this. You can only become this angel, your real self, this angel of unconditional love, when you really are friends, learn to be friends with your human parts. For this is the source, the core of this beautiful angel that you are, unconditional love. And this unconditional love means unconditional love for all the parts inside you that you reject, because they are not good. So you want to become this beautiful angel and you think, okay, then I cannot be alone, be violent, I cannot be bad. I should always be kind, be a loving person. And in doing so, you reject all your human parts. And by rejecting your human parts, you make it impossible to identify yourself with the angel that you are. And this paradox is at the core what it means to be human. So you might say that to be friends with yourself is an invitation to become the angel that you are, to really Love yourself, all those dark parts of you, in an unconditional way, is the way to your inner light, to your inner beauty, to your real self. And what are these human parts? They are all the parts that you judge to be wrong. It has to do with being afraid, being lonely, being anger inside you. The human being, humanity in this day and age, they've lost connections. The connections with the soul. And light workers, so to speak, feel this connection. And how can you be in connection with your soul and in connection with your human parts? Well, the answer is feel friendship for your human parts. Yes, you are a human being. You can't feel alone and lost. You can feel despair, anger. And yes, you can feel friendship for all those parts. You can feel love for all those parts. Do not judge them. Being human means that you have been hurt. Being human means that you have hurt other people. That you have felt alone and abandoned. And that you were not always a good friend, a good partner, a good parent. In spite of this, allow the energy of your soul, the energy of friendship. For I've spoken of lost connections, and when you do not feel friendship for yourself, it simply means that you do not allow the connection with your soul to become one, to become invincible, is only possible when you totally accept all your human parts. When you feel really unconditional love for all your human parts. Yes, you can feel love for the offender inside you. Yes, you can feel love for the powerless victim inside you. And in doing so, you start to identify yourself with the beautiful star inside you, your soul. So this is the paradox of life. In order to become your soul, to identify yourself again with your soul, Do not reject the dark parts, the offenders, the victims, the fear, the pain, the anger inside you. That's not the way to become your soul. Because when you reject those parts, you can never become one. They are a part of you. The way to become one again, the way to become your soul again, is to accept them with friendship, kindness, and unconditional love. To be human is a unique experience. It's the experience of loneliness. When you are out there on the level of your soul in the cosmos, you cannot imagine what it is to be lonely. It is so strange, so impossible. When you are deeply aware of the oneness of everything, loneliness becomes unimaginable. And yet, when you become human, you start to experience loneliness. And this is a wonderful experience, because when you understand loneliness, you understand everything. Thank you for listening.